Jesus, we need you in this hour. Bring an awakening. Bring an awakening.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Bring an awakening.
We need an awakening.
Romans 13:11 says, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. And let's bring an awakening during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. The first day of a Share-a-thon Spring 2020. You know, we delayed this because of all the circumstances in the country, but we felt it was time. It's time for us to have this conversation, this family time together, where we, as the staff and the hosts of American Family Radio, talk to you about our financial needs. And we're just hoping and praying that your personal finances are sorting out. Some of you I know have not been affected. Some of you have been terribly affected. And so we're all in this together. Of course, we depend on your, you know, financial gifts in order to provide the radio programming that we do. So we're going to ask this morning that you can, that you give as generously as you're able to under your circumstances. It's just as simply as that, simple as that. And of course, our theme you just heard is bring an awakening. Certainly I have really seen that God is moving in this country. Initially I felt like Christians were just a little bit asleep at the wheel, but I feel there's been a deep stirring. And above all things, that's what we pray, is that you, together with us, would have the very core of our being stirred by this circumstance. Self-examination, talking to each other about our own faith, our own commitment. And so we're learning a lot about each other, aren't we, as this thing unfolds, about our own character and our own responses, our own comprehension of life and eternity. And so we should, in the long run, welcome, as we should, James tells us, we should welcome all kinds of trials, because they turn us into a perfect person, perfect in terms of God's perfection. So we do welcome this virus in terms of the effect it's going to have on our character and on the church itself, and we do pray for an awakening. This morning, joining me at the microphone, oh, by the way, I should say, let me just say, if you'd like to help us, our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and give your best donation online. Joining me this morning is the president of the American Family Association, Tim Weilman. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm really good. And so we're just starting. I mean, we've already done a couple of hours this morning, right?
We started at 6, yeah, 6 Central time, so in a little over an hour.
Okay, all right. So have the phones rung yet? Were people awake at that hour?
Some were. We have a lot of early risers here on American Family Radio. Of course, in the Eastern time zone, that would have been 7 o'clock. So, yeah, folks are up and stirring and calling in, and we appreciate everybody who's made a call and made a pledge to American Family Radio. As you said, Sandy, this is our time in the spring, once in the spring, once in the fall, where we say it's not free. You know, we have to have our financial needs met in order to broadcast American Family Radio all over the country. And without fail, every time the listeners, our folks who support us and pray for us, respond, and they are going to do so this time. So we're excited about Share-a-thon. Didn't you love that music at the top of the hour?
Yes, that was beautiful.
Bring an Awakening. That was the name of that song. I wish I could sing like that guy, man. That was awesome. Bring an Awakening.
Who says you can't?
You sing. God blesses us all with different talents and gifts, and I realized early on in life singing was not one of mine. Here's the phone number if you want to give, and then Sandy's going to get into the news of the day. If you want to make a gift, please be as generous as you can. Again, we have expenses that that we have to meet in order to stay on the air and to keep broadcasting and to expand. We want to reach more and more people with AFR. Here's the phone number to call in and be as generous as you can, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Yes, Sandy.
Tim, can I ask? I just want to ask you a brief question before we hear a listener talk about what AFR Talk means to them. What has been the effect on our budget? Can you say in general, has this been a tough time for us? I mean, what are the needs right now?
Well, we don't really know yet is an answer I guess I would give, because, you know, this hit, what, March, April, now we're into May. We haven't noticed a noticeable drop-off in giving to AFR, but again, we're downstream, right? From the drought, so to speak, that hit our country in terms of unemployment and job losses and things like that. So we don't really know yet, but we're responsible with our budgeting and our money. And I'll just say this: we have, in all these years now, we're 40 plus years of ministry here at AFA and AFR, and my dad was always really conscious about not going into debt, so we haven't gone into debt. We don't believe in building things and then begging people to help us pay for them. We believe in planning. We believe in praying. We believe in, raising the money, and that's what we're doing right here, so that we stay. You know, that's a good steward, right, Sandy?
Yes, absolutely. And so many ministries do not do that, Tim, just to let it be noted. They spend and then ask for the money, and that is one thing. American Family Association is very careful.
My dad used to say, if you're going to have a going out of business sale every month, then just go out of business. So
okay. I could hear him saying that.
So anyway, that's been our attitude, and we think that's a biblically responsible attitude. Yeah.
You know, let me just say that for several weeks now, we've been asking for people to call in and talk about what American Family Radio means to them. Those of you that tune in every morning, you are so gracious with your comments to this show. And I guess the bottom line is, you know that we can't do this for nothing. You know, it costs money. And so this is when we ask you to help us. Another listener did call in, though, and verbalize what AFR Talk means to them. Let's listen.
This is Kathy. I'm from Baker City, Oregon, and I listen to American Family Radio, whether it's the talk side, the hybrid side, or the music side, every day. I just heard on today's issue, Sandy Rios say that with the Google issue, that it's because Google and the people who back them do not want the American people to know the truth. That's accurate news, and we're not going to hear that on the, as Brian puts it, mainstream media. But I also love the testimonies that are shared from other viewers periodically, the different godly things that are happening around the world. American Family Association, American Family Radio, I thank you, God, for instilling in John Wildman's heart the urge to create this for the world, and especially the United States. God bless you.
Wow. Beautiful. Kathy, thank you. And, you know, Tim, that just reminds me, some of us don't know this yet. We're not experiencing it yet. But in some parts of our country, it's a very lonely place if you are a believer in Jesus. And Oregon is one of those places. Seattle, Washington, also California, much more hostility, also New York City. And so I hear that angst in Kathy's voice because she's living in a very difficult place. And by the way, if you feel the way Kathy did, we would really welcome your contribution. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net and give your most generous pledge. It'd be great to have you respond to what Kathy said, Tim.
Hey, Sandy. I was a little bit distracted there. Sorry about that. Well, hey, listen, I've been to Baker City, Oregon, once, and this is a few years ago, and spoke to some of our listeners out there, and I say out there from where I am in Mississippi, and it's just wonderful to, they were wonderful people, and you're right, there are a lot of places in the country where Christians are in the minority, and, well, Christians in the minority, a lot of places, true believers I'm talking about, but you know what I'm saying, the culture is hostile to believers. So we're a lighthouse, if you will, to a lot of people around the country. I call it we're a gathering place, if you will, because we have folks thousands and thousands. Sometimes we may reach millions during any week with American Family Radio. So we're a lighthouse to people. We're a gathering place where people can come and listen to people of like-minded views who also share the love for God and for the Bible, and who are patriots and love our country and want to see our freedoms preserved. And so, yeah, it's an encouragement to hear from Baker City, Oregon, and from all over the country.
Okay, so the phone number again is 877-616-2396. That's eight. Can you tell I haven't talked much this morning? 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. Tim, one of the biggest stories, it shouldn't be, but it is, because the news media has become such a carping bunch of critics over nothing. The president yesterday declared that he was taking hydroxychloroquine. Now, remember that that's a drug that he early on spoke very highly of, and Dr. Fauci quickly stepped in and said, oh, no, 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 basically, because the vaccine friends, developing friends of Dr. Fauci's, were trying to develop a vaccine, and they don't want a cheap remedy for this, so that's my assessment. So hydroxychloroquine has become controversial simply because Donald Trump talked about its benefits. I've played a lot of clips of doctors and various not necessarily blind studies yet. It's been a drug that's been on the market for something like 40, 50 years treating malaria. But there's only one study that came out, and that was a very faulty study that really slammed hydroxychloroquine after the president supported it. But now it's become a political football. So hydroxychloroquine, suddenly you can't talk about it, you can't mention it, and it's all about President Trump, you see. It doesn't matter that it's effective. I've heard of whole hospital staffs taking this drug and just incredible results from at least prophylactic and other preventive measures where none of them have gotten sick. And I'll make my point, Tim, if you may have seen some of this last night. The president announced in a press conference that he was taking it, but this is the version you keep hearing. This is the version that Fox used, John Roberts used in his report, and it's clip 8. Let's listen.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it, hydroxychloroquine. Right now, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories. And if it's not good, I'll tell you right, I'm not going to get hurt by it. It's been around for 40 years for malaria, for lupus, for other things. What do you have to lose? Okay, what do you have to lose?
So I take medicine?
I have been taking it for about a week and a half.
Every day?
At some point, every day. I take a pill every day. At some point, I'll stop.
All right, so that's the way they presented it, Tim, and that was, of course, an edited clip, and they, look.
So you're telling me the left-wing media is really concerned about President Trump's health?
Oh, yes. In fact, Nancy Pelosi is especially concerned.
Yes.
Let's hear what she said in response. This is clip 9.
As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
Oh,
all right. So
now she's fat shaming?
Yes. Yeah, yes, exactly. She should be ice cream shaming on herself, but she's put a little few pounds on herself, I think. But fat, morbidly obese.
Yeah.
And hydroxychloroquine last night in Fox. Well, I'm running out of time here, but I'll come back to this if
okay.
I could. Let me just say this is Sherathon, and I'm going to get back because there's more to say about this. It shouldn't be a big story. It's ridiculous. And
no.
Yet they make it a big story.
No.
Tim, you want to give the phone number? We've got 30
seconds. Yeah, and we have a $20,000 match.
Whoa.
Right now. They just came in here and told me that. $20,000 can be matched with your gift towards that. I'm not sure exactly how long this is going. I know it's going to the top of the hour. Here's the phone number. So if you want to give now, double your giving. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. $20,000 someone has called in and said, I'll give this full amount if it'll be matched by the other listeners during this next 40 minutes. So call in and make your gift.
With all that's going on in the world, we know you could use a laugh. So, as a way of saying thank you for your support during Share-a-thon, for a one-time donation of $150 or more, we'll send you Hilarious Highlights, Volume 6.
Keturah.
Keturah was her name.
K-I-T-U-R-A-A-O.
And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you the Hilarious Highlight CD, plus a Bring an Awakening Spring Share-a-thon t-shirt. Thank you for partnering with American Family Radio, even as the world becomes more tumultuous. You can donate now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. And let's bring an awakening. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hi, this is Catherine from North Carolina. Recently, I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I passed by the abortion clinic there. And praise God that across the street was one of the mobile units, and there were two people out there praying. I know this is a direct result from what is going on and what you guys are supporting. I could feel the Holy Spirit moving, and the clinic is such a terrible place, and I really felt God's presence there. Thank you very, very much.
Bringing awakening. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Bring an awakening. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios back with you. Bring an awakening. Romans 13:11. Do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency. For our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. Again, Romans 13, verse 11. All right, so this is Share-a-thon for spring of 2020. And Tim Wildman, the president of AFA, is with me this morning. Let me just say that AFA has so many different ministries. We have almost 200 radio stations around the country, but that's our radio ministry. Is just a portion of what we do. We have this great voter guide that is probably one of the most comprehensive I've ever seen in the country. It's an AFA Action Voter Guide. We have the foundation. We have a journal that's such a beautiful piece of work. It's a magazine that goes out to thousands. Very, very popular. People just love this. We also have a store where we have a lot of different products you can buy. We have American Family News, One News Now. Fred Jackson is the head of all that, and he does such an incredible job. He comes to us from Canada. We have American Family Studios producing great movies. We have Engage Magazine for millennials and younger. We have 1 Million Moms. I could go on and on, but then I would never give my boss a chance to talk. Tim?
It's okay. It's your show.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, but I think you trump me on this show.
Well, that's okay. And folks, I just want to, Sandy does a great job every morning preparing to bring you the news of the day from and do so with a biblical perspective in mind, and I appreciate that about Sandy. Sandy and I have been friends for a long time. She was friends with my dad before that, several years ago when she was president of Concerned Women for America. So we are, don't say this to embarrass Sandy, we're honored to have Sandy Rios on with us every morning, and I couldn't think of anybody I'd rather have to start the day bringing the news to you. I just wanted to say this, folks. They came into the studio here in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's where our national headquarters are. But Jim Stanley, our general manager, came in a few minutes ago and said, guess what? And I said, what? You know, if somebody says, your general manager says, guess what? It could go either way, right? You could go, you know, it's 50-50. Good news, bad news. And he says, guess what? Somebody has pledged called in a $20,000 donation to AFR, but they'll give all of it if it's matched by the rest of the listening family. And I think it's to the top of the hour that we have to do this. So I'm going to keep you posted. I know a lot of people, I'm looking out through the glass to our phone center where many of our staff are answering the phones, and they are busy. So, but that doesn't mean don't call, because there are three or four of them are not busy. So here's the phone number if you want to make a gift to help us meet this $20,000 matching gift from one of our generous listeners. The phone number is 877-616-2396. Toll free. I don't know why you say that anymore. Everything's toll free, really, isn't that? Now, 877, we're just so used to saying that. 877-616-2396. You can also go online if you want to at AFR.net. AFR.net, you can go online and make a gift very easily that way, AFR.net. Sandy, back to President Trump and taking this...
hydroxychloroquine.
I've tried. I really, I practiced in front of the mirror and everything. And I just told Ed the other day, you say that word, okay? I'm going to cue you and you say it. Anyway, this is something that he has decided with his doctor to take in a preventative, as a preventative measure from getting the coronavirus, right?
Yeah, so that's the way it's been used effectively. And again, look, you can certainly say that hydroxychloroquine has been on the market for decades treating malaria. We don't have extensive tests about its effect to treat, the COVID-19 virus. But we do have places around the globe, including Italy. There are great tests coming out of there and other countries where it's been very effective in preventative and also in treating people early on. In fact, I've heard stories of doctors and whole medical staffs taking the medication in conjunction with Z-Pak and other zinc, I think it is.
Yeah.
And it's been very effective. In fact, last night, though, it drove me crazy. I was watching Fox. I watched Special Report. As soon as the first story with John Roberts was about all of this, and of course, everyone puts on this mockery mode because President Trump is embracing hydroxychloroquine because they play that shortened, truncated clip, which makes him sound not thoughtful.
Right.
He actually was very thoughtful in his presentation. If I had time, I'd play the whole thing for you. So then right away, Dr. Manny Alvarez is recognized, and he comes on and he talks about how ridiculous and how horrible. And so then we go to the panel, and we have, you know, this series of there's this great vaccine coming out, and now the president just steps all over that story. How dumb of him to talk about this and speak up. That's basically the theme. I was pretty disgusted. So I had to wait for Tucker Carlson to interview Dr. Mark Siegel. And I want you to hear what he has to say about the whole story, clip 10.
Hydroxychloroquine, you know the media is going to politicize this, but I'm going to talk about it medically. This drug, hydroxychloroquine, which we've used in millions of people against malaria prophylaxis so that you don't get malaria, it's used for lupus and other rheumatological problems. A top rheumatologist told me that in the lab, it shows antiviral activity against COVID-19, and it prevents uptake in the cells, and it also decreases the inflammation that we're seeing with this virus. Now, does it work in humans? We've seen some studies from Italy, from France, and from China that show it might work early in the course of it. And there's a big study in Spain right now and a huge study from the NIH looking at this. Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit has given it to 3,000 healthcare workers, Tucker, to see if it prevents them from getting COVID-19. So when Dr. Sean Connolly, the president's physician, who I have met with and think is quite reasonable, weighs the options back and forth, he decides to prescribe it for the president. It is a doctor-patient decision. It should not be challenged. It is a medical decision made between a doctor and a patient. You can prescribe off-label. So I don't think it's wild or anything like that. I think it's reasonable. As you know, I think that that drug saved my father's life. Second story.
It's very strange that someone's choice of medication would be seen as a political story, do you think?
Ridiculous. It shouldn't be. And that, by the way, has led hydroxychloroquine to have to take a back seat. This political fighting over this virus interferes with the actual medicine we're seeing
here.
Yes, I agree
with that.
And I'm deeply disturbed by that.
All right. So the bottom line, Tim, is that just because the president came out and talked about hydroxychloroquine, Anthony Fauci jumps in and neutralizes his endorsement. The president keeps dropping it in. This has been over the course of a couple of months here, or a month, 6 weeks, I don't know. And the president keeps dropping it in because I generally find that when the president drops in information, it's because he has really good information. He may not expand it, but he's generally right about things. And we know that Dr. Fauci does have a political, he does have an agenda, whatever you think of him. And so they made it political that the president supported this medication. And the medication should not be political. That's what Tucker's saying. That's what Dr. Segal is saying. And so now it's taken a back seat, but it shouldn't have, because I've played clip after clip of doctors talking about its effectiveness. And now they're mocking the president because he announced yesterday he was taking it. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. He, you know, he'd really throw him off, President Trump would, if he came on TV and said today, you know what, I've changed my mind. I'm going with a different drug. Then they would come out and say the opposite of whatever. I mean, whatever President Trump is for, they're against. Whatever President Trump is against, they're for. It doesn't matter what it is. Medicine, sports teams, whatever the case may be. It's just ridiculous, and well, it is. And you're right. And what the doctor's saying right there medically is that this is a. And you said I think been prescribed thousands and thousands of people. This is not out of the mainstream kooky. You know, go to Tijuana to get a shot of something, so maybe you'll survive. I mean, this is something that's being used all over the country and all over the world, quite frankly, for this particular reason.
You know, the one other point, subtlety. It's okay if President Trump endorses one of their vaccines, you know, and also one of the medications that they approve. Like Dr. Fauci came out with this remdesivir, I think it is. He didn't come out with it, but they brought it out with great fanfare. So the president cooperated in that. That was fine. Because but hydroxychloroquine is very cheap, but it's already on the market.
Right.
There's no money to be made if it turns out to be a really good drug for this. And do not think for a minute that is not part of this equation. Well, anyway, this is the kind of information I really do. And I know Tim does too in his show. We try to bring you the truth, and it's not always easy because sometimes we're not sure. Often we're not sure, but you can know some things. And because of all the information that we have from other sources, we try to faithfully bring you the truth as best we can every single day. That's why many of you tune in each morning to listen to American Family Radio. And so if American Family Radio has value to you in terms of the information that we bring, we're asking for your help. We have a $20,000 match this morning. That means for every dollar that you give, it will be matched up to $20,000. It will be worth twice its value. And if you'd like to help us, our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and make the donation that you can afford to make today. We have lots of listeners that have called in. We love hearing their stories. It's a chance for us to hear your voice. So let's listen to this one.
This is Iris, and I'm calling from Texas. And I want to thank American Family Radio for giving me news from a Christian perspective that you don't get anywhere else. I love the impact that Sandy Rios and Abraham Hamilton III, today's issues, Tony Perkins, and Brian Fisher have made in my prayer life and me sharing the truth with friends. You are true patriots, and you are followers of Christ. And I'm enriched every time I hear you. And thank you for your good teaching shows like Robert Jeffers, Focus on the Family, and Family Talk as well. May you increase your tribe greatly.
Wow. Beautiful, Iris.
That's awesome. From Texas. We've heard from Texas, North Carolina, and Oregon already, with folks who are listening all over the country. Let me give the phone number here again. Yeah, we are... We've been a generous listener has called in a $20,000 gift and said, I will give it all if it will be matched. And we've got to the top of the hour, I think it is, to the top of the hour to meet this match. So if you want to give this morning and you want to make a donation that's doubled up to $20,000, and hey, if you feel led to give $20,000 to just meet this match yourself, we're not going to say no. So you know, if that's your conviction. Here's our phone number here, 877. This is to call us here and make a gift. That rings our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi, on American Family Radio. We also have some off-site folks who answered the phone. But basically, that rings here. Here's your number to call and make a gift to AFR, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. I'm Tim Wildman with Sandy Rios. This is Sandy Rios in the Morning, and we're just delighted, I know, we are here to have Sandy as our host each morning during this hour to bring you the news of the day and get everything started right. And, Sandy, what's your next topic?
Well, we talked about truth, and we just said, I just sort of expanded on that. I want to share with you an article that came out this morning. One of the things that we've been trying to find the truth about is the pandemic, the so-called pandemic, COVID. And it's been confusing. I think you would agree, Tim. We've, you know, lots of people feel differently about this. Christians can have different views about it and about how to respond to it. But we're learning more and more. And so we are striving to bring you the truth, whatever that may be. And it seems to, you know, it has fluctuated over these past few months. But I want to bring to you an article by Daniel Horowitz. Daniel's one of my favorite writers. By the way, he's a good friend of mine. He's an Orthodox Jew who loves God. And Daniel and I, he works for Conservative Review with Mark Levin. Daniel is a very honest broker, and so I love using his stuff. He's often on the show. So here's an article that he just published. We have been lied to. Six facts that change everything we know about SARS-CoV-2. This is a CoV-2. And he says, he starts out by saying, James Madison once said, a popular government without popular information or the means of acquiring it is but a prologue to a farce or a tragedy, or perhaps both. You know, Tim, before I get into these points he makes, I just want to think, I thought, that was said once before in a very different way. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We cannot function unless we have good information. I had a pastor write me this week. He said he's been a pastor for 30 years trying to preach faithfully, and I'm confident he does preach faithfully, but he said he's been listening now, he and his family, because about things that happening in the culture and political, I have to use the word political because Christians think that's somehow some different animal, like as though God is not in everything, as though we shouldn't have, be involved in anything that's not, you know, church inside the building related. But this pastor knows better, and he's been listening, and it's been a learning curve for him. It's a lack of knowledge, and he understands that now. He will be a better pastor because he has better understanding. That's one of the reasons I've always loved Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who's also a good friend, because Dr. Lutzer has always talked about the world in context of the gospel. And that's what American Family Radio does. And that's what our news broadcast does, Tim. Emerging of the news with the gospel. Not every news story is about John 3, you know, you don't spout John 3:16 or recite it. But everything is related to God. He is in everything. All truth is God's truth. And so that's the foundation upon which we deliver our information. I am going to run out of time here, but let me just, I'll read these six things, and we'll post this on our Facebook page, by the way. The inflation of the number of deaths from COVID has been astounding. I've talked about that pretty much daily. We know that the CDC has given false guidelines and collected false information. Dr. Deborah Birx actually called him out for that. States with longer lockdowns had worse results, more deaths. More, and there's a documentation within my Daniel's article that you can read for yourself. Outside the nursing homes, the fatality rate for COVID was never warranted the action that we've taken. It never did. Just outside of nursing homes, that's where most of the deaths occurred, as we know. And then another point is that, this is amazing, Tim. The social distancing notion about staying 6 feet apart, about, you know, all of that was invented by a high school student and politicians, not scientists. Jeffrey Tucker of the American Institute for Economic Research reports that the origin of this cult of social distancing being used for totalitarian lockdowns was the brainchild of a high schooler's sociology paper in 2006, promoted by the Bush administration during the avian flu. It was widely mocked by the epidemiological community, including Johns Hopkins, for causing the potential for a serious adverse outcome. And so that's what we have embraced. Those are six facts that changed everything we know about this pandemic. We'll put that article on our Facebook page. We are in, Tim, you 30 seconds. You want to give them the phone number?
Yeah,
sorry.
Here's the phone number. If you want to help us meet this $20,000 match that a generous supporter has called in, matching donation, if you'll help us meet that, match that, we will receive that full $20,000. Here's the phone number to call us here at AFR, American Family Radio. Make your pledge, 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. That rings us here at AFR. Or go to AFR.net. We'll be back momentarily.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this share-a-thon. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
My name's Rob, and I'm from Louisiana, and I've been listening to American Family Radio for about 10 years now. 2 years ago, my wife and I had a daughter named Madison, and Madison happened to have Down syndrome, and we had her for 7 months. She had open-heart surgery, and she didn't make it, and she passed away at 7 months old, and she was a blessing, and she was a joy to have, and I'm very grateful for the 7 months that we had with her, and she was perfect in our eyes, and I just am very thankful for the message and the ministries that support the pro-life movement and the pro-life message that American Family Radio promotes and supports, and my wife and I just causes us a lot of pain and anguish to think that other people out there that maybe might find out they're having a special needs child or a child with certain disabilities would choose abortion. And if Madison's story, you know, can be told, and the one person would decide not to do that and realize the tremendous blessing and joy that special needs children are, it would be a blessing to us. And I just thank American Family Radio every day for their message and their faithfulness to God and trying to do what's right and promote the things that are good and holy in this day and age.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
We call out to the
broken. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios with you. What a beautiful song. Bring an Awakening. That is our theme for this spring share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. And you just heard the phone number. If you are moved and want to, you know, help support us so that we can come to you every morning, every afternoon, every night, and minister to you and bring you the truth at the same time, you can give your donation by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net. Let me just say one word before I turn it over to Tim here. That story, Rob, I just wanted to say to you, because I would know about this, that your life will never be the same after the loss of Madison. And you will look back on this as something that changed you forever. That heartbreak that you feel and we can hear in your voice will never leave you. Once your heart has been broken like that, you're never very far from that brokenheartedness. And what happens is that God uses that to make you the man you never were ever before, and your wife too. If you can seek him during this, that broken heart will toughen you in ways you can't even imagine, and yet you'll maintain the broken heart. I don't know, I can't explain it, but maybe I could a little bit. But I'm going to just say that I had a disabled daughter that I lost, so I know something about it. And God bless you for not losing your faith, for trusting God anyway, And God bless you and your wife. All right, so Tim, what's happening? Are we? Is the phone ringing over there? Are people calling?
Well, we got more than one phone, Sandy.
We
got multiple phones here.
We only had one
phone. If it's not ringing, we'd be in bad trouble
here. Right.
But yeah, we have multiple phones, and our staff, I'm looking out, watching as our staff answers the phones, taking calls from all over the country. If you want to give to American Family Radio, if you love Sandy's show each morning, you appreciate what she does to get our day started off with accurate news and information from a biblical perspective, and you want to help us out, we're here at American Family Radio, we need to hear from you. Toll-free 877-616-2396. Again, this is a $20,000 match that someone has called in. A generous donor has called in. A listener has called in a $20,000 gift and said, I'll give it all if it's matched by the rest of the listening family. So if that's what you want to give and have your gift doubled, right now is the time to call 877-616-2396. Sandy, what is you have a Facebook page, I know?
Yes.
For the show?
Yes, it's Sandy Rios in the Morning. Sandy Rios in the Morning, and yes, we do. We have a very busy Facebook page.
R-I-O-S, right?
Yes.
You have a very active Facebook page. I know your listening audience, accesses that information you post there each day. I appreciate you putting everything there so people can go and read it for themselves.
Yeah, we actually don't post. I choose just maybe a couple of things a day.
Right.
We don't post, But,
everything.
So
I know,
we don't want to overload.
Yeah.
Overload
but the things people. You, but the things that are really important to you, you say go to my Facebook page.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to equip people to be able to talk after they listen to the show. Sometimes I throw so much information out that I want them to have. And for me, I always learn better when I read something and mark it. I'm not an auditory learner like some people are. I need to see it.
Right.
And so I want to make sure that people are equipped to make the arguments and make the points and to understand themselves, to absorb what's true and what isn't. One other thing, Tim, on our Facebook page, and I'm sure on the other Facebook pages of other hosts, you can listen to the show via the Facebook page. And that's a very good way to listen. But also, you can download the app for American Family Radio. And I think we should talk about that for a second. That's a tool whereby, no matter where you are in the world, where you are in the United States, you can listen. You just download the now, I thought it was, it's AFR Talk. AFR Talk is the one that you can listen to the shows through. AFR Talk, you can get it in the Apple Store, the Google Play Store, Amazon also. And put it on, it's on your smartphone or on your computer, and you just click right on it. You can listen to podcasts through that if you can't listen in real time. But you can also listen to the shows when they are live at their proper time. So it's I actually think it's the future of radio, Tim.
Oh, yeah. I tell people, if you're intimidated by the word app, okay, then first of all, you can ask your grandchild how to do it. But it takes about 60 seconds to download the American Family Radio app on your cell phone or on your iPad or similar device. And as Sandy said, then you can listen to AFR anywhere you go. As long as you have high-speed internet, you can listen anywhere you go all the time, and it's clear as a bell. So if you listen to us on radio, one of our radio towers, and then you get out of range, all you got to do is switch over to the American Family Radio app. Again, it's very simple to download. It's very easy technology to use. So please take advantage of that. We do have people listening. A lot of people listen to us internationally on our app. And so take advantage of that. I don't know, tens of thousands of people that are listening every hour to us on our American Family Radio app. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's called Bring an Awakening. That's our theme, Bring an Awakening. And Sandy is, I'm sharing the microphone with Sandy this morning, Tim Wildman with Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios in the Morning. We hope that you'll make a gift and help us here at American Family Radio. It costs a lot of money, folks, to operate. We got our bill the other day for our satellite time. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You don't want to know. You'll spill your coffee. Because we have to pay for, to go up to satellite and come down to your community, beam back down, as they say. Being back down to the signal, to the if that's the proper way to say it, and then we have to pay for our towers, and then we have to pay for electricity, we have to pay for land, we have to pay for engineers, we have to pay for folks here to run the radio out of our national headquarters. We have to, so there's just so many expenses that go into operating a national radio network like this. We don't get any money from like National Public Radio does, you know, from the government. We depend solely on our listeners. We're listener supported Christian radio. So, and thank the Lord, our listeners have always come through for us since 1991, since we started broadcasting in 1991. Here's our number to make a gift, and please be as generous as you can and help us stay on the air and help us continue to expand and to grow and to reach more people and reach people with the message of Christ and to educate people about what's going on in our country. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That phone number rings us here at American Family Radio. And if you say ring anymore, who knows? With all this new technology, we don't know. We use old language to describe new technology. Ring, I guess, is the proper way to say it. Ring our office. It rings our.
It still rings.
I guess.
It still rings. You guys have ringing phones. Yeah, I've heard them.
Yeah. Ring our phone and go crank our car. 877. We still say that, don't we? Go crank the car. 877-616-2396. Why do we say that? Well, they used to crank the car for real, didn't they, Sandy?
Yes. Well, I don't remember. You asked me like.
No, I don't mean
I
to
don't
suggest
remember
you're
that,
100.
But I've seen the movie where they bend over and, yeah, they crank the car up.
Right.
Yes, they do. What do we say?
Well, we say roll the window down. And nobody,
roll the window down. Yeah, right.
You know, roll the window down. We don't roll the window down, but we still say the expression, hey, roll the window down. You know.
So. And when I hear you say that, it reminds me, when I was growing up, I said it just like you just said it, window.
Window.
Roll the window down. See, I become much more,
right.
You know, sophisticated now. I say window, but I grew up saying window. So anyway.
Did
all
I
right,
say
well,
window?
You did because you're from Mississippi.
Go ahead and say it.
Window.
I'm down
roll
home.
The window down. Yes. All right. So, all right. We love it when you call in and leave your own testimony of what AFR Talk means to you. And I want to at least get in one last little story from a listener. Let's listen.
Okay.
This is Scott from Texas. I have been listening for about a year and a half, and it has really been an eye-opener to hear the truth, because the mainstream media continues to cover the eyes of most Americans with lies and propaganda. Sandy Rios in the morning is a lifeline, spreading the truth and giving a shining light, a beacon in the darkness here that's enveloping this country. And also, Mr. Hamilton, listen to him in the afternoons on the way home. Those two programs alone are just life-changing and mean the most to me. Thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate it.
That was lovely, Scott. Thank you. You know, interestingly enough, I'll say this to you, Scott. When you say something like that, of course, it makes me feel gratified and good. But the other part of it is I get like a shiver, because I know that God has been very clear to whom much is given, much is required. And it says, don't many of you be teachers, because the responsibility of being the teacher is tremendous in God's eyes about misleading and not telling the truth. And so a shiver does go over me, because I realize the responsibility that's been placed on my shoulders to have this privilege that I have to speak to you every morning. So I just want you to know I take that very seriously. And of course, your words do encourage me as well. We're in the middle of Share-a-thon, and we are asking for your help. We do every spring and every fall. And so today we're asking if you give your most generous pledge. I know some of you are suffering right now, and maybe you can't give at all. But others of you have not. You haven't seen your incomes change. And so if you could please step up to the plate, our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. Tim, could I just slip in a clip here?
Sure.
Because one of the great stories I talk a great, it's just great, it's great in scope, and it's also fascinating, is all the unraveling of the lies of the Russia collusion story. We've been embraced and embroiled by it for the last 3.5 years. The Attorney General of the United States made a statement yesterday. It was pretty stunning, and I want to make sure people hear it. This is clip 4.
What happened to the president in the 2016 election and throughout the first 2 years of his administration was abhorrent. It was a grave injustice, and it was unprecedented in American history. The law enforcement and intelligence apparatus of this country were involved in advancing a false and utterly baseless Russian collusion narrative against the president.
That's the attorney general. I mean, those are such damning words, Tim. Mm-hmm. And the irony is, even on Fox last night, when they played that clip, they went immediately to talking, positioning it as though this is just a story about Trump being attacked by these very people or undermined. But honestly, the story is about our country,
yeah.
The rule of law, the very fabric of the things that we trust, like our intelligence agencies, our FBI, our Justice Department, turned against not only the president, but anyone that was many, many people. We don't even know, hundreds, as I understand it, of people that were trying to support him, that wanted to come into his administration, were put under under surveillance by the unmasking efforts of Obama and his band of not-so-merry men. And this is a travesty for the country. It's not just about Donald Trump, and that's what frustrates me.
Yeah.
That's too small of an interpretation.
Yeah, that was a powerful and sobering comment there by Attorney General Barr, and I think he's absolutely right. And you know what's more telling than anything to me was last week when all those comments were, statements that these top Obama officials gave under oath, when they were asked under oath, do you have any proof that President Trump and his team colluded with the Russians? And they all said, no, we don't have any proof. Basically, they said it
under oath in the basement.
Yes,
when
they said it under oath, when the cameras were off in the basement, as you say, of the Capitol. But yet, when they went back on TV, they would say, "Oh, there's collusion." So they were double talking, and absolutely, this was meant to cut off President Trump's administration before it ever got started, cut him off at the knees, and to handicap him. But all the truth is coming to light now, but it's, two or three years later. The whole Mueller investigation was a complete farce.
And he knew it.
Yeah.
Bob Mueller knew it when he took it.
Yeah,
the whole thing, the Russian collusion thing,
yeah.
Tim, was based on the finding by CrowdStrike, who went into the DNC
right.
server and declared publicly that Russia had interfered and hacked their email. And that's out of that, John Brennan exported that to 18 intelligence agencies, and that's what we heard forever. 18 intelligence agencies declare that Russia has interfered. That came from CrowdStrike. Now, he, also the head of CrowdStrike, was in that basement, a little room, testifying before Adam Schiff that they had no evidence that it was Russia that concluded. The whole thing was a house of cards, a pack of lies. I just want to be clear about that.
No, but can you be any clearer? Would you be clear so we can completely understand how you feel about this, Sandy? Hey, folks, so we're just about out of time. If you want to make a gift to American Family Radio, guess what? It's going to be doubled right now because we had a generous listener call in a $20,000 matching gift. So we're thankful for that.
For two more minutes.
Yeah, here's the phone number, 877. This is the phone number to call us here at American Family Radio. 877-616-2396. Again, I'll repeat that. 877-616-2396. And I just will say, if it rains today, remember to roll up your window.
window. Oh, that reminds me of a funny story that I have no time to tell.
Hey, tell
gorilla in the window. I'll tell you that story about my father, the gorilla in the window. Anyway, okay.
Well, that's a good tease for tomorrow. If you want the gorilla in the window story with Sandy Rios, you tune in tomorrow at this very time.
All right, 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net, 877-616-2396. God bless each and every one of you today as you start your day. I hope you're doing it in prayer before the Lord. Let's live it faithfully.